Just as I was mentioning previously, that in the heart of every believer, in the heart of every believer, mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled His own love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His Habib, His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because all of success hinges on these two things, love of Allah and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as Allah ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, أَتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So these are the two things, Allah ta'ala's obedience and the obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is where the success lies in the hereafter, on these two things. It hinges on these two things. And we have to attain both of these things in this world. We want Allah ta'ala's obedience. We want to implement Allah ta'ala's orders. What Allah ta'ala has told us to refrain from, we should dislike that. We shouldn't stop those things. We should dislike those things. Not just stop, but dislike. And the things that Allah ta'ala has ordered us to do, we shouldn't just do them. We should love them. Doing something just for the sake of it and doing it for love is a big difference. And stopping something and disliking something is a big thing. Stopping something because it's an order is different, but no, I dislike this, I don't want to do this. Or doing something for love out of muhabbat is a big difference. So if Allah says stop something, we should dislike it extremely, properly. Yeah. So if our mahbub Rasulullah didn't like something, then why should we do it? So we have to attain this. When Allah Ta'ala has given us this target, like I was saying, Atiyu Allah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the tariqah, as I was mentioning previously, that to attain Allah Ta'ala's love, Allah Ta'ala says that your love, my love should be in your heart, that whenever I say something to you, you do it out of love. And what do we need to do to attain Allah Ta'ala's love? So we need love. So one is where Allah Ta'ala, for example, or if you explain to somebody severely, it's not hard for Allah to explain severely. The previous nations, they had that experience. So it's not that Allah Ta'ala cannot make us obey and comply. Allah is Qadir and Mutalaq. He within a second could make everyone fall into prostration. You won't see any difference between someone who believes and doesn't believe. Allah Ta'ala has this power, isn't it? So for Allah to make us believe and comply severely with the stick, not a difficult issue. There are many people who disobey, people who worship other than Allah, who say we don't want to pray or we don't want to worship. They would never even get up from the prostration position. So this is called forcing the issue. But Allah Ta'ala says, no, I don't want this. I want that you worship me with love in your heart. This is the thing, that with love you should worship me. Otherwise I can do all other things. Allah Ta'ala says, I want that you love me so much, you love me so much, you love me so much, that whatever hukam I give to you, immediately you implement it. Immediately. And the amal, the practice due to love, the person doesn't look for loss then. He doesn't look for benefit. Whatever comes is hukam. Okay, that's it. Allah Ta'ala said do it. Okay, we're going to do it. We got love. We can't stop. We can't refrain. We can't reject. Allah Ta'ala has given examples. Look, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all of his noble companions, they were like this. This was their lifestyle. This was the lifestyle. So this is the love of Allah. And the amal that I mentioned yesterday, previously, what was that amal to attain Allah Ta'ala's love? The dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. If you do the remembrance of Allah, kathiran kathira, then Allah says, if you do my remembrance, if you do my dhikr in abundance, then there's such an effect, an impact due to dhikr, that Allah Ta'ala says that it will take you to obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, to create love in the heart for Allah, you have to do dhikr. There are many different types of love in the world, many different types of love in our hearts. We have a statue of different things in our hearts and we love those things. Idols we love. Allah Ta'ala says, my love overwhelms and overpowers all of these things. Allah Ta'ala says, if you do a certain action, then all of the other loves of the world will diminish. My love will overwhelm them, overpower them. When my hukum will come, then you won't worry about anyone else. Rather, you will obey the word of your Lord, because His love will overwhelm everything else. So for this, Allah Ta'ala has said that I will tell you an amal. And what is that action? The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala in His dhikr has put an effect, an impact. And Allah Ta'ala has made dhikr for this reason, that let me tell you such an amal, an action, that when my servant remembers me, then automatically the love comes into his heart for me. To this extent, when he remembers me, to this extent, such a situation arises that my love, Allah Ta'ala says, overwhelms his heart, and everything he follows what I say, he considers haram as haram, halal as halal. Whatever he has to kind of give up, he will. He'll say, I'm not going to budge an inch because this is the order of my Lord. And how does this situation arise? Due to dhikr of Allah. Now, if we don't do dhikr of Allah, and then nor will the love of Allah come in our heart, and then nor will we listen to Allah's hukam. We'll just follow what our heart says, and if our heart doesn't feel like we want to, we'll pray Salah if we want to, we'll pray Jummah, and the rest we'll look. Five times Salah, sometimes we'll come, sometimes we'll leave it, sometimes we'll pray in Jama'ah, sometimes we'll leave Jama'ah congregation, and we'll go up and down, up and down, up and down. But the person who loves Allah, he has a full schedule. Allah Ta'ala, what hukam has he given to us today? What order has he given to us today? How am I to pass my time? What amal, what practice am I to do? Those people who have loved, then they follow that accordingly. Look at the difference here. So how does this arise? How does this feeling and emotion arise? When you have love for Allah. And to attain Allah Ta'ala's love, we have to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple equation. So let's grab dhikr with regularity. We should do it with regularity. Alhamdulillah, not one example. The whole world is full of the ashiks, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to dhikr, due to remembrance. So we shouldn't have any excuse, oh my salah, this and that. Whatever you weaken, look, the world, the dunya, the love for dunya is overwhelming us. If it is overpowering us, we're running around and immersed in the world, and it's not reducing the love of the world, then there's only one cure. Do dhikr kathiran kathira. Kathiran kathira. Abundance of dhikr. Remember Allah as much as you can. Why am I not practicing properly? Why is there not love in my heart? Why do I not dislike the things that Allah Ta'ala is disliking? Allah, the Lord of the universe, Allah Ta'ala has defined to us, He has listed to us the things He dislikes. So why am I not disliking them? Why does my heart still going towards those things? What does that mean? If I pass away like this, where will I go? Where will I reach to? So for this, a person should kathiran kathira do dhikr of Allah. So here is ati Allah wa Rasul la'allakum turhamun. Allah Ta'ala isn't just saying you have to obey me and you'll be successful. Alongside Allah Ta'ala's obedience is whose? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala is explaining himself. Where Allah Ta'ala has put his obedience, ati Allah wa Rasul. Wa Rasula. Allah Ta'ala has joined it. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It's joint, isn't it? Both. Now if we say, oh, I'll just pray Salah and that's it. No, Allah Ta'ala, I believe in you. Well, what about the other part of the kalima? Where's that gone? So Atiur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is important, essential, critical for the hereafter. Essential. Atiur Rasul. So what do we have to do to implement Atiur Rasul? So just like to implement Atiullah, we have to do dhikr to create love in the heart so we obey Allah in the same way to obey and imitate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To do amal on his hukam, to implement his sunnah, what deed do we need to do? What do we need to have in our hearts? Love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more love we have that increases in our heart for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will start to love his actions and his practice. Oh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this. Oh, the ashiq will say, I want to do it as well. And the examples, not one, hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands. Big, great sahaba. Great sahaba. Great companions. And people after that. People who attained the high, high ranks. Subhanallah. So, that, for example, they would not even allow one thing to go past, missing. They said, Rasulullah said like this, he did like this, he had practiced like this, we're going to practice like this. What was this? This was the total love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is the desire, one is a passion, and one is ishq, total love. So the darja, the rank of ishq, this should be in every mu'min, every believer should have the ishq. The deep love. How can it be that we have two opinions or another opinion? The question doesn't arise. The question doesn't arise. So this is a vast subject now. Ittaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a very vast subject, very wide. And Allah Ta'ala says that my obedience, Atiullah, but Atiur Rasul, the whole deen is spread on this, how to get married, how to do nikah, how a person prepares for death, and when a person dies, what to do, and if you go to mourn the death, and how to sleep, how to eat, how to wear clothes, how to run your shop, how to run your business, and what can you do in the business, what is unlawful, what is lawful, everything, A to Z, each category has a subject. For example, we run our business, for the business and everything about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we do his ittaba and obey him and imitate him, then everything, all actions will give us one piece of good news, Jannah, paradise. Now look, we do tijara, we run our shop, our business. What a good piece of news that the honest businessman, he will have his hashar with the prophets, with the anbiya. On the day of judgment, he will be with anbiya. In other words, there's no situation or practice of Rasulullah's actions that will leave us empty-handed. There's nothing that cannot guide us to the pure, ultimate, extreme success, brilliant success. So this is clearly obvious here, that within us there's deception, is dramas and games, but we don't have the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love. We don't have this. Now, this is not love, is it? That I've just kept a beard and I've donned the garments, but my actions are opposed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah. This is not good. This is a bigger drama. You know this drama where a person thinks, this is called berupiya. Berupiya, do you understand the word? This is where a person, he's like a, you know, the circus clown. He's like a clown. He's a juggler. One day he's got the form of another person. Then the next day he puts dons the makeup and becomes something else. Then he says, one day, next day I'll become a king. And he puts the garments on. He says he's a king. He's doing a drama, a play act. So this is the clown. That person who's inside and outside is different. But the asal believer who has the love, every action of his should be according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some people have total delusion and double punishment for not doing this. Well, Allah Ta'ala will grab us because you are deceiving yourself and trying to trick me in the world by donning the outward form of a Muslim and you're not practicing the sunnah. So let me tell you this, that don't deceive nor Allah or His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot deceive them. Bring yourself to that position and standard, subhanAllah, that your body should be ittaba. The objective of everything is what? That this form, appearance, there's an objective. And what is that? Ittaba Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So I'm doing this, that this is everything is mine, and astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. I'm acting against the Sharia, and we see a person, what's he doing? Where's he standing? Look, he's got the appearance of a Muslim and he's committing this wrong action, misdeed. Tell me. Look, you know, first person will say, look at his appearance, his libas, his outward form. What's he doing? Where's he stood? Where's he got to? What action is he doing? With the women? He's doing this. Will this not happen? So, the avab, the punishment a person's earning due to this, and he thinks, oh, I'm just deceiving people in the world, I'm pious. Are those people stupid that they consider him pious? They will consider that person pious, whose life, every action, in so much caution that he's not against the sunnah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is important to attain this ittiba'i Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lallakum turhamun, Allah Ta'ala said. What a beautiful word Allah Ta'ala has used, turhamun. Raham. Allah says, I will be merciful to those people. The Allah Ta'ala says that insan, whatever you are, whatever deeds you have, whatever you take with you, Allah Ta'ala will say, it is stated that if you come to me with obedience to the Prophet, then I will do rahm on you, I will be merciful to you and I will forgive you. So look how much Allah Ta'ala's love is on this, in the ata'at, in the imitation obedience to the Prophet. Allah Ta'ala will love those people and have mercy on them. So this is reality, my brothers, this drama will unfold. Let's correct our lives and let's fulfill that gap. What is that gap in our life? That we are not committing ourselves or implementing the deeds, that we are something outside, something inside, right something, left something, up something, down something else, opposites. We say one thing to another person, then when we come up, we say something else. When we go into the masjid, we become a different type of believer. When we sit to our workplace, we'll change our color and our form, we'll change our way of talking, we'll speak to people, look down at them, maybe rudely. What promises are we making? What is halal? What is lawful and lawful? During business and work, we forget the deen. When we come to the masjid, we show ourselves to be a kutab, we show ourselves, demonstrate ourselves to be Junaid Baghdadi, we'll sit down, do dhikr and sway here and there. These dramas, brothers, oh, he's the Junaid of his time. Look, he's doing dhikr and he's moving around up and down. You know, like we have the season of the Ashikeen, those people who claim to have the love of Rasulullah. They have a season. They follow the seasons during the year. Look at the seasons and the games that they play and how the clown acts come out. Yeah? So this is not the deen of the seasons. This deen is permanent, ongoing, steadfast. Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. And this covers the whole life. Every day, every month is so important that without this, a person cannot breathe one breath. He's a mujrim. He's a criminal. It's about, we should be thinking, Allah Ta'ala has given us hukam. He's given us favors. And those people who have practiced, they've passed away. And mashallah, they are successful. For which reason? So what do we need to get to the point where we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any preconditions? What do we need to do? What do we need? We need love in our heart. And we just like we need Allah Ta'ala's love, for Allah's love we need to do dhikr. Now to attain Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love, muhabbat is such a condition that it makes you do every action. Ishq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ishq is blind. Ishq, deep-rooted love for Rasulullah in the heart is blind. When a person has deep-rooted love for Rasulullah, then apart from Nabi Sallallahu's deen and his sunnah, there's nothing else he can see. Eating, drinking, walking, life, everything, he's lost in the sunnah. So what do we do? Allahu Akbar.
That our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we have love for him, imagine that ishq, imagine that love. Can you imagine what that love will be, that connection? That our normal love in the world, when we love someone, we're attracted to someone, the normal attractions, a person goes crazy in love with things or people in the world. So imagine we have the true love with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine that person, how deeply in love he will be with Rasulullah and his life and beauty. Listen to their poems and their naats and nasheeds. People, they, mashallah, they're dumbfounded. How comes he saying these words? In his heart, there's the storm that's brewed with the love of Rasulullah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is a great, great strong condition. So what do we need? Muhabbat, love. So now the question comes. Allah, you have told us that to instill your love into our heart, Allah, what amal do we have to do? The practice, dhikr of Allah. I told you this, didn't I? Now, how do we increase or attain the love of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If we don't have this, then we will be stuck. How, what do? That we can become ashiks and lovers, that every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into our life. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran. This was told in the Quran. Allah has mentioned the Quran. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. This is beautiful. Allah Ta'ala has explained here that first Allah Ta'ala has called to himself. Not called to himself, Allah Ta'ala has given his example. Allah Ta'ala says, let me demonstrate to you that if you want to love my Nabi, Allah says, I'll explain to you, I'll demonstrate to you, I'll give you such a deed, such an action, that me, myself and all of the angels and my workers in the heavens, all of them, they will do the same action. So you also do this action if you want to instill love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your heart. So just like dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, if we do it, we will get Allah Ta'ala's love in heart. The same way to send durood on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in abundance, then the ishq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come into our hearts. The love will start, the muhabbat will start. Automatically love will come. When you do durood, when you recite durood, then love will come into your life for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi, and you will then start to implement his actions and follow him and copy him. This is the success secret factor. So durood sharif is a great action. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Now look, this amal, this deed, how close it is and beloved it is to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why? Because what do we attain due to this action? The obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam. In the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala said, Musa, do you desire that I, in your ruh, the spirit in your body, that you're whispering in your heart the thoughts, and your tongue, the statements on your tongue, and the whispers on your heart, and your spirit, your ruh, and the vision in your eyes, the basirat, and the sound in your ears. Do you want me to come closer to you than all of these things? Do you want me to be closer to you than all of these things? In other words, that I want you to be close to me. Yes, do you want me to be close to you? Closer than your breath, closer than your ruh, closer than the vision on your eyes, on your eyelids, and the statement coming off the tip of your tongue. You want me to be closer than that? If you desire this, then send durood in kathira, abundance to my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. This is the action. This is the great action. So that's what we've got to do. Dhikr Allah, and on top of that, in parallel with that, recite durood sharif regularly, steadfast, and with a good intention. Allah, create such a love for us, and then think about it, analyze it, both things. So not just I've recited it or read it, but what is the effect of what I'm saying on me? Durood sharif, a person reads. So this is not some minor action that you're wasting time and is no benefit. No. Let me tell you an event. It's not a small thing, is it? It's not a minor action. There was a pious elder, mashallah, and he had a habit of reciting durood sharif. And he became lazy. One day he read durood, the next day he left it, then he read it, the next day he left it. So he was irregular. One night he went to sleep, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into his heart, into his dream. Rasulullah came into his dream, but Rasulullah was displeased, not happy, and was not focusing on him, paying attention to him. So that pious elder became distressed. Ya Rasulullah, may my parents be assigned to you. Are you unhappy with me? Rasulullah said, no. He said, but you're not focusing on me, you're not paying attention to me, you're not looking at me, and I'm afraid, I'm seeing that you're unhappy with me. And so you're not recognizing me, you're not looking at me. And the Prophet said, I don't recognize you. I don't know who you are. And he said, but Rasulullah, you're not paying focus. Rasulullah said, I don't recognize you. How can I pay attention? He said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't recognize me? Rasulullah said, no, I don't recognize you. He said that we heard from the ulama, from the scholars, we read in the hadith that you recognize your mom more than the mother recognizes the child. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that you have heard correctly, and the ulama have said correctly, this is the right situation what you're saying, but you were sending durood on me and then you stopped the action, so how can I recognize you? That you have closed the doors of remembrance on me, how can I recognize you? That action due to which you used to remember me, and I used to then remember you due to the durood you used to send on me, and now you've stopped sending durood, you've closed that door. I recognize every ummati, the more he sends durood on me, the more I recognize him. That was it. He said, this word, these things descended into my heart. He made it a habit. That from today, whatever happens 100 times a day, definitely I'm going to recite durood sharif 100 times a day. That this is going to come into my life, a part of my life. And every day, solid, robustly, regularly, I'm going to read 100 times durood sharif. We started the action. Then after that, some time, again, he saw Rasulullah as ziyarah in his dream. And he saw that Rasulullah was happy. And Rasulullah himself said, I recognize you and I will do your intercession. I will do your intercession. So look how quickly the love increased, isn't it? And how can it not be that Rasulullah is saying, Allah Ta'ala is saying, that I send the durood, my angels send the durood, so you also send the durood. So when the love for Rasulullah increases in the heart, when you increase the love for someone in your heart, then the effects come about. And what are the effects? That the person then starts to implement the sunnah. He starts to implement and obey the orders, and he has no worries and no embarrassment. He does total implementation. And everything he makes in the basis of his life, that whatever is in his life, tijarat, business, mashara, and getting married or death, preparation for death, our home life, family life, inside, outside, social life. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? We will do this as well according to the sunnah. And where a person has to get stuck, where a person, he is stuck and then he looks for the solution due to the sunnah, we should. But where there's dunya, we don't look at the sunnah. No, we'll do what we want. Look at the great reward Allah has given to us. Durood, the barakah of durood is such that you attain Allah's love and Rasulullah. This is an amal, such an action. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. The barakah of durood sharif is that when a person starts to imitate and obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due to the barakah of durood, then love comes into the heart for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then after the love comes, you start to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you get Allah Ta'ala's love as well. So this is a great formula, a great action to recite durood. So brothers, put this, include this in your life, and for every deed, the big thing, not that you do it today, you leave it tomorrow, you do dhikr today, you leave dhikr tomorrow, you do durood today, you don't do it tomorrow. From this type of dhikr, you will not attain Allah's nearness and love, and from such a durood which is irregular, you will not attain Rasulullah's love. So after reciting this, if you think that you're an ashik, let me repeat again, that this is nafs and shaitan, they deceive a person, take him off track. After doing dhikr, if you start to think that I've become an ashik, no, because Allah Ta'ala gave a hukam that if you do dhikr, you become my ashik and love, and the love will come to heart. That's why we do dhikr, isn't it? So if by reciting durood sharif, a person starts to think that I am an ashik, I am the best, and I've got love for Rasulullah, and I'm a very good follower, and recite naat and recite durood sharif, I've got love and ishq. Remember both things here, that love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, muhabbat, there are effects and there are consequences and results due to love. For example, if I say, oh, it's cold, but I've taken my shirt off, so how can it be cold? If it's cold, then put the coat on, isn't it? You will see the demonstration, the proof of what he's saying. If it's cold outside, will I go out without the shirt? Of course I won't. Why? Because it's cold. So when Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love him, if we say we love him, then will I do practice on his sunnah or not? Of course I will. So a person who claims to have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he will follow the sunnah. If a person says it's cold, he will have clothes on, shirt, jumper, external clothes. If a person says he has love due to doing the durood sharif, then after saying he has love, then will he do ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If he has ittiba, obedience and imitation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, copying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you can say eyes closed that he is a lover. So understand the basis of love. It's not just reciting durood sharif. If we got love, then the effects of love, we have to see that I've got khawf now, I've got love for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so I've got love for Allah, I will not oppose the deen, the sharia, and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in my heart, I won't oppose his ways. Not just I recite 100 times durood sharif in the day and I say I've got love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not the proof. Look at the result. Is there result of the love?
the result of love for Rasulullah is equals ittiba. So love for Rasulullah equals ittiba of Rasulullah's ways, whether and the love of Allah and his Rasul, the result equals the implementation of Nabi Sallallahu's ways. And then go on to the path of amal with the correct niyyah. Inshallah, keep balancing yourself, analyzing, is love coming to my heart? Has love come into my heart? Has love come into my heart? Do I dislike the sins and the things that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu has told us, advised us? Have I stuck to them? Have I adhered to them? That's it. That's what we've got to do. So we have to do both of these actions, dhikr Allah and Darood Sharif. Make this a habit in your life. As much as we can do, do 100. But with this istiqamah, steadfastness. With steadfastness we need to do this. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq to do amal, and all of us and all of you. Ameen.